South Korea is just hours away from one of its most consequential court rulings in decades. Ousted President Yoon Suk-yeol could face the death penalty if found guilty of insurrection. Judges will deliver their verdict this afternoon over his short-lived martial law decree in December 2024. Prosecutors earlier sought the capital punishment for Yoon during the final hearing of his trial. It's the maximum sentence in South Korea for such charges. The 65-year-old has denied the charges, saying he was trying to draw public support of his fight against the Democratic Party, which obstructed his agenda. The country last handed down the death penalty in 2016, but has not executed anyone in three decades. For more, CNA's senior correspondent Lim Yoon-suk joins us now from Seoul. Yoon-suk, the case is confronting long-standing questions over capital punishment in the country. Tell us more about the significance of today's ruling.
Well, it's a historic day here in South Korea, and this ruling is significant, you know, on different levels here. Now, first, legally, this is one of the gravest possible under South Korean criminal law, the gravest charges under South Korean criminal law. So leading an insurrection carries only two sentences. You have the life imprisonment and the death penalty. Now, as you said, South Korea has not carried out a death sentence in nearly three decades. And even then, the South Korean courts here still continues to hand down the death penalty. Now, if the court were to impose the death penalty, even without carrying it out, it will still represent the strongest possible judicial condemnation of a former head of state. Now, second, you have this historical symbolism because South Korean, the former President Yoon Suk-yeol is being tried in the same court complex where former military leader Chun Doo-hwan was sentenced to death in the 1990s for his role in the 1980 coup in the 1990s. Now, Chun Doo-hwan's sentence was later commuted and he was eventually pardoned, but the parallel underscores how deeply, you know, this case touches on South Korea's painful history of authoritarian rule. Now, the political ramifications are also profound. Former President Yoon was impeached within days of the martial law declaration, and later he was removed from office by the Constitutional Court. Right now, more than 120 officials, including ministers, have been indicted in connection with this crisis. And so, in a way, experts are saying that this isn't just really about one individual, but it's really about whether state institutions were mobilized under this constitutional order. Now, public opinion is sharply divided. There's also a sense among South Koreans that they are really tired of all of this. They have seen several presidents being put behind bars, and they've also seen two presidents impeached within a decade. And so, yes, you know, a lot of the citizens here, they want to see accountability, but they also say that they want stability and closure.
Yoon Suk, you mentioned that this case has divided the public. Now, the police are on high alert ahead of the expected protests around the court. Both supporters of Yoon and those advocating for a heavy sentence are expected to gather, and I see some behind you as well. Tell us more about this.
Well, yes, I am outside the courthouse, and tensions are, you know, visible, but they are contained by the police here. You have both the supporters and the opponents of former President Yoon Suk-yeol being mobilized ahead of the verdict. In fact, you know, from early this morning, the conservative groups gathered in front of the Seoul Central District Court, and they are calling for his acquittal. Now, the organizers, including those behind me, estimate that more than 2,000 supporters from various pro-Yoon rallies will be gathering this morning, and they're saying that more demonstrations are expected to continue until the verdict is out later this afternoon. Now, however, on the other side, you also have progressive civic organizations, and they too are mobilizing right now as we speak. There was a press conference this morning by the militant Korean Confederation of Trade Unions, and they were demanding the severe punishment for former President Yoon. Later this afternoon, more rallies are expected. Organizers say that about 5,000 could attend, and they say that they will continue to protest even after the verdict is out if the charges are dismissed. Now, senior opposition figures have also come forward. We have the Democratic Party leader Han Byung-do urging the court to hand down the maximum sentence. Let's hear what he had to say.
윤석열과 내란 세력은 헌정 질서와 민주주의를 짓밟고 국민의 생명을 위협한 반국가 범죄자들입니다. 그럼에도 윤석열은 지금까지도 일말에 반성조차 하지 않고 뻔뻔한 태도를 보이고 있습니다. 법원은 법정 최고형을 선고해서 법의 준엄함을 보이고 무너진 헌정질서를 바로 세워야 합니다.
Now, although right now it remains calm, you know, police have deployed roughly about 1,000 officers around this courtroom, and they say they're going to make sure that there are no possible clashes even after the verdict is out. And so in a way, you know, the rallies reflect just how deep the South Korean country is right now. It is deeply divided. And, you know, whatever the judges decide today, many experts here are saying that it is definitely going to shape the country's political landscape for years to come.
Lots of anticipation there for that verdict this afternoon. Thank you, Yoon Suk. That was Lim Yoon Suk reporting live from Seoul. We'll have the latest on Yoon's court ruling here on CNA TV and on our website, cna.asia, including this report on the debate surrounding South Korea's death penalty.